back here at Carneseca Arena at halftime. St. John's leading Monmouth by the score of 28-26. Happy to be joined here at the break by Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press. And Josh, when you glance down the box score, and if you were to present me this box score with no score on it before the game and said this is what it'll be at halftime, MU nothing out of six from three-point land, and Deion Jones playing just 5 minutes in that first half, I don't think I would have said it would be a two-point game.
No, I don't think either of us would have said it would be a two-point game. It would probably be a 10- or 15-point game right now. You know, despite Jones' foul trouble, despite their struggles from three-point range, you know, they've done a great job rebounding, and they've been taking those rebounds, and they've been getting out in transition and running on St. John's. They played very, very well so far.
Touched on that with Steve during the broadcast. We had that long stretch there, almost about 9.5 minutes, it appeared, of no whistle, no media timeout. We didn't get the under eight until the under four. Kind of gave MU a chance, I think, to, you know, get into a real flow here. And there was, like we talked about during the broadcast, a lot of running, frantic play.
Yeah, you know, you bring up some good points, but the negative of that was you had Tillman out there, and he was kind of huffing and puffing, and Max DeLeo was kind of doing the same thing. So maybe, you know, those final 3.5 or so minutes, maybe King Rice had to do something different than what he would have normally done if they were getting the right set of timeouts. I mean, be that as it may, you know, again, they're playing very well despite all the circumstances.
Nicholas leading the way with 6 points for the Hawks, but like we've talked about, they've been right there. And when you look at a team like St. John's, who we know, they like to move up and down the floor quickly, and they did that to Monmouth in the early going when they took that 8-point lead. It almost seemed like you got to slow down the offense if you're MU. You don't want to run with them. But the Hawks started to, you know, in that long period of 9 minutes, ended up having to run with them and had a couple of successful possessions.
Yeah, they did, no doubt. I mean, you know, they're daring St. John's to shoot jump shots, and St. John's is not making those jump shots, and they're taking the ball, and they're running with them. As you said, St. John's likes to get up and down, run a little bit, and Monmouth, at least to my surprise, is willing, or was willing, to turn into a track meet there a few times. I didn't really think that would benefit them trying to go up and down, but, you know, through the first 20 minutes, that's exactly what they're doing.
We talked about this pregame off the air, but there's a couple of NBA potentials on this St. John's roster, and the one guy that you always look at is D'Angelo Harrison. He's probably the guy on this team that you would look to and say he's their superstar, he's their best player. Hawks were able to limit him in this first half, just 2 points. He shot 1 of 5. He only played 6 minutes. He picked up 2 early fouls. That's huge.
Yeah, I mean, to keep him off the floor, he's been nothing but dynamic this year. He's averaging 21 a game through 3 contests. And, you know, he picked up 2 early ones. He only played 6 minutes. You know, to keep him off the floor, I mean, that was huge. I mean, now, you know, you come into the second half, you know, it's a clean slate. He'll start the half, and then we're really going to see what's what when all these St. John stars are back on the floor at the same time.
Tonight's halftime show is presented by Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, good vibe. And another guy we talked about in the open, Rashid Jordan. So suspended for 1 game tonight, a violation of team rules. He's a guy who people looked at and said he might be the rookie of the year in this Big East Conference. He was chosen as that preseason, and the Hawks luck out by not having to see him tonight.
You know, they announced that less than 2 hours before the tip, and, you know, that kind of changed the complexion. Now, with him not playing, St. John's is forced to go with a bigger lineup, and that really does not jive with what they try to do. They don't want, you know, bigger guys, you know, controlling the ball out in the half court, out in the back court. So, you know, no Rashid Jordan, it kind of changes that St. John's dynamic a little bit.
As we hit about the halfway point of halftime here, Josh, we'll let you go, but the last point I would like to get out of you, 28-26 here at halftime, this would be a monumental win. What do the Hawks have to do to close out and potentially get a road victory here tonight?
Well, first of all, they need to keep playing hard. You know, these first three and a half games, you know, these kids, albeit young, they're playing very hard for King Rice. So that's the first thing they need to keep doing. And the second thing that comes to mind, they gave away a few too many opportunities off rebounds, you know, St. John's grabbing offensive rebounds, the second opportunities, third opportunities. If you could limit the turnovers and those second opportunities, you're probably going to give yourself a chance late.
Any thoughts on MU Duquesne tomorrow?
MU Duquesne, that's an early start coming off a late basketball
sure
game.
Sure is.
That's about my only thought about that right now.
I think everybody up and down this row here, Monmouth yeah. people, has kind of had the same idea in their head. What time am I going to get out of
exactly.
here? What time do I have to get to Kessler tomorrow? But should be a good one as the Hawks will close out their season tomorrow, and 20 minutes more basketball to play here. So, Josh, thank you for taking the time, and we'll see what happens in the next 20 minutes.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
Again, this halftime presented by Surf Taco. Surf Taco, good food, good people, good vibe. Again, like to thank Josh Newman of the APP for joining us here at the break. MU trails by just two, 28-26. We'll take a two-minute timeout, come back, give you some first half stats as we are just a few minutes away from half number two. You're listening to MU Basketball right here on the Shore Sports Network. Alongside Steve Bazzaz, we'll get you some first half numbers for MU, led by Andrew Nicholas with 6 points. A couple players added five. That was Justin Robinson and Max DeLeo. In the rebounding department, five rebounds apiece for Tyrone O'Garrow and Zach Tillman. Pair of assists for Justin Robinson as well. MU shooting 10 of 29 in the first half, 34.5%. Nothing out of six from beyond the arc, and 60%, 6 of 10 from the free throw line. St. John's on the flip side, led by Phil Green with 11 points, 5 of 8 from the floor. 7 points also coming from Jakar Sampson. He added five rebounds, assist, and a steal in 15 minutes, did Sampson. The Red Storm shoot 11 out of 30 in the first half, just under 37%. 4 out of 14 from three-point land, just under 29%. And only going to line for five free throws. They knocked down two of them. Good for 40%. Hawks absolutely dominating in points in the paint. Kind of a number that you look at and see some of the significance in, because there are some big players on this St. John's squad. Chris Obekpa is the one you look at. He had four blocks in the first half, but the Hawks dominate the points in the paint, 20-8. So good showing for the MU young bigs down in the paint. We'll also bring you some out-of-town scores here tonight. The out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coke Zero. It's now time to take a look at the scores from around the country with our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coca-Cola Zero. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. We'll just take a quick glance around the MAC. Here, there's three other games in Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference play here tonight. The University of Maryland takes out Marist 68-43. Western Carolina beating Niagara 98-90 in a high-scoring affair. And Siena with a one-point win over Cornell, 71-70, the final score out there, as Siena getting a win in non-conference play. MU women fell by six earlier on this afternoon. They're playing out in Connecticut at a tournament. They fell to St. Bonaventure earlier this afternoon, a 5 o'clock tip-off for Coach Palmateer's squad. They will return to action tomorrow afternoon, taking on Gino Auriemma's UConn Huskies. Also in MU athletics tomorrow, we will have for you right here on the Shore Sports Network, MU and Duquesne, as Coach Kevin Callahan's team will wrap up their 21st season, looking to get that seventh win and end the year with a winning record. They will take on the Duquesne Dukes tomorrow at noon. A couple minutes before the second half will begin, we will take a two-minute timeout and be back here with the second half of MU and St. John's, 28-26. St. John's here at the break, back shortly with the final 20 minutes right here on the Shore Sports Network.